Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 8, Les Meurtriers et les Canines, première partie. Cutthroats and Canines, part 1. Paris, France, 1 a.m.
Lisette, is this really the best way to leave the catacombs? We don't even know if... There are cars driving over us.
I'd say the coast looks clear.
Yeah, now.
Come on, hurry!
Lisette and Chloricane wearily ascended from the Saturnian refuge of the Paris catacombs through an offshoot in the 14th arrondissement.
Hey, should we put Cookie away? We don't want anything to happen to her.
Good idea. Cookie? Croissant.
Cookie hurriedly left Lisette's shoulder, which had become one of her favorite resting spots. She found the opening in Lisette's backpack, having been lured inside with one of Madame Dubois's pastries. The pair soon approached an old Parisian firehouse covered in graffiti and scratched red paint.
Come on, come on. Raptor, open up, man! Come on, it's Chloricane. Wake up, man! We gotta get off the streets. Answer!
Are you sure about this, Chloricane?
Yeah, he'll answer. Trust me, he's probably just sleeping. Come on, Raptor.
Who the hell is it?
It's me. It's Chloricane, man. Chloricane, just...
Who? No, man. I didn't order any pizza.
Just let me in, dude.
No, pizza. Mercy.
I'm not...
We're cool.
It's Chloricane, not Domino's.
Oh, Chloricane. This is a really inconvenient time for me, man.
Well, you might not believe this, but it's a pretty bad time for us, too.
What's the problem? We need to get off the street.
Look, maybe we can do a cappuccino later or something.
Will you open the stupid door right now, Raptor? We're not screwing around.
Hey, Chloricane, you brought a date with you? Nice.
Dude, I need your kung fu.
What'd you say?
I need your kung fu. You're the best, man, and I need help with the mother of all cracks. I need you, Raptor.
What up?
Lisette, Raptor. Raptor, Lisette.
Enchanté.
You know, Chloricane, you might not realize this, but to maintain this physique, I need about 14 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, I know, man. Listen, we really need your help.
I already helped you, man. Okay, I got your eclair parked in the garage. I remote drove your rig all the way back to the lair. By the way, did you hit like a guillotine or something?
Look, I appreciate your help with the eclair.
Freaking carrying you, man. Carrying you.
But this is much bigger.
Bigger? Do you want me to have Nadia and Sneezy make you a drink?
No, thank you.
That's good, because they're not here.
But decompile this data we got. I've never seen anything like it. Will you take a look at it? I thought maybe Big Mac could grind through the encryption. Will you take a look, please?
At this hour, you're killing me, man.
Let him at least show it to you.
The girl speaks.
Here, look at my phone.
This is, Well, whoa, dude. Dude, where did you get this? Jesus, look at these. These are quantum level encryptions. Hey, what flipping server did you pull this from?
This server.
What the hell is that?
This is a rat. A nice rat. Her name is Cookie. Cookie the rat.
Well, technically Cookie the server, but...
I don't care if it's Cookie the Cuisinart. I don't feel comfortable around rats.
Why? Are you afraid they'll eat the last of your Hot Pockets?
Sick burn.
Look, I didn't say I had a fear, all right? I said I don't feel comfortable around rats, okay?
Is this like a childhood thing?
Yeah, hotshot, it is. It actually is, okay? My stupid brother shoved a gerbil down my pants when I was 10, and I peed myself in front of Nina Botfield, who I had a massive crush on. So I just Gah, I don't like rats.
That must have been terrible.
It was worse for the gerbil. It drowned in my pocket.
Gross. Did Nina ever talk to you again?
Nah, it was her gerbil. Why is the tip of your rat's tail glowing blue?
Because Cookie is a cyborg rat.
We believe Cookie has cybernetic implants that were installed by Vatek. Okay, so look at her tail. I think it's some sort of interface.
Well, of course it's an interface. Look closer. See the poor threading underneath?
What am I...
Her tail is a wireless antenna, man. Don't you see?
Still not sure.
I'm carrying you, Clurican. Right here. Looks like a fiber optic crystal thread stream. I've seen prototypes of this in the Israeli military for limb reattachment, but this... This is something else. Damn, what the hell did you lay your hands on, Clurican?
Something people are killing for. Dude, whatever is inside this little furball is what is going to keep us alive. So please, Raptor, help us hack this thing.
You guys are killing me. Okay, fine. Let's take a look at it in the back where I can put this thing under a scope where... Hey! No! You carry that hairy little germ bucket.
Gah.
She doesn't need anyone to carry her. Cookie! Croissant!
Thirty minutes later, Clurican, Lizette, and Raptor were huddled over a cluttered worktop in the back of the lair, where Cookie was placed under a radio microscope as Raptor carefully attached electrode receptors on her tail that were connected to Big Mac, the large supercomputer across the room.
Ready?
Ready. And connection activated.
Holy crap, look at the screen. We're getting flooded with petabytes of data. How can one little rat brain hold this much information?
I've got a feeling Cookie's brain is a lot more machine than rat at this point.
You know, I've seen a data stream like this before, in Leviathan.
What's Leviathan?
It's a long story, but you should definitely hear it sometime.
Well, most of this data looks super encrypted and compressed, but some of these files, look over here. These look like video codecs.
Can you play them?
It's gonna take at least 3 hours for Big Mac to download and unlock all this data.
We don't have 3 hours. Clurican, Adele said that we have to meet her at the hangar by 5 a.m. if we want to catch a flight out of the country.
Hey, tell Bridget Bardot here that Big Mac is the fastest symmetric multiprocessing rig in Western Europe. If she knows someone else that isn't using their Cray supercomputer at 1 o'clock in the morning, feel free to grab an Uber.
I think what Raptor is trying to say is that we're going as fast as we can.
Hey, I think I got something.
What is it?
Not sure. Looks like a small clip? Not much. I'm catching a few fragments that Mac is starting to melt through.
Any audio?
Does a fat baby fart? Activate the oscillator and speakers, and turn on the other monitor.
As I said, it's the cerebral connection that keeps dissolving into dementia.
Man, what are we looking at?
It says we had one fully
successful trial. The video's so grainy. Can you clean it up at all?
Yeah, you'd think Vatek could afford better cameras.
Cameras?
But that was just a rat.
Don't you get it? The rat is the camera. Here, look.
Whoa, where did we get this lot?
Yeah, it is jungle. Merodak brought them in this morning.
Albanian?
Asgard, I think. 7 families. We told them they'll get free health care in exchange for the clinical trials.
You mean the experiments?
That's right.
Vatek is kidnapping refugees and conducting illegal human experiments.
Like what they did to Cookie.
We lost most of the adults within the first 72 hours of implanting the prototype.
Is that it?
No, there's more.
Subject 48B, begin filming.
Start the procedure.
Anesthesia is foregone as it retards the neuron cybersynaptic connections we're trying to establish. Subcranial chip insertion is almost complete.
Continue the experiment, Doctor.
Shut it off, Raptor. This is horrible. Just shut it off.
Okay.
Jesus.
Your friend Alvin the Chipmunk is a living, breathing, non-stop recording hard drive. And Vatek was trying to do that to people.
Making a human being that could become a remote viewing drone? Everything anyone could ever see or hear gets recorded.
Any human being could be a spy. Any secure area could be infiltrated.
No, Doomkopf. You're not seeing the bigger play. These Vatek wizards aren't just gonna sell the chip technology to turn human brains into TiVos. They'll collect all the data through their own proprietary servers. Don't you get it? They're not trying to be a pharmaceutical company.
They'll be processing the most sensitive data on the planet.
They'll see everything going on everywhere. They'll be unstoppable.
Cookie is the evidence. This could bury Vatek.
Or they could make trillions and steal intellectual property from every other company or government on the planet.
Damn, we need more. What else you got, Raptor? What other evidence?
Look, that's all Big Mac has unpacked so far. I told you, this is gonna take time.
Hey, Cookie looks tired.
Yeah, I see. She's kind of laying still. Her tail light is way dimmer, and her eyes have kind of rolled back in her head a bit.
You know, that once happened to my buddy at this party who the Jaeger...
Will you shut up? I think the data connection is really draining for her.
She did something like this back in the garage.
I know. Do we still have some of Madame Dubois' macarons?
Yeah, I think there should still be a few left. Over in my knapsack.
I'm going to bring Cookie back one of the lemon ones.
Ooh, can you bring me one too?
Three hours later.
Raptor, how far are we with the decryption?
More than halfway!
Shoot! Clerical, look at what time it is. It's past 4 a.m. We need to get to the airport.
We need to finish downloading this data. We can't let Vatek get away with what they're doing. Whatever Cookie is holding in her little hard drive rat brain, it's the only bargaining chip we have.
It doesn't matter, Clerican. If we miss this window, we won't be able to leave the country. We'll be sitting ducks.
Go without me.
What? No way! I'm not...
Just go without me. And stall Adele for as long as you can. Tell her I just
I'm
had to...
I'm not going to leave France without you.
I'm not going to let that happen, Lisette. I'll be right behind you. We just need to get this data off Cookie.
But Clerican, what if I can't stall Adele? What if the plane leaves?
Lisette, you're a very persuasive person. Go, and I'll be less than an hour behind you.
More like two.
Less than an hour.
Are you sure?
I won't let you down.
You saved me in Leviathan.
And you saved me from White Egg. Just go. Buy me as much time as you can. I promise I'll be there.
Okay.
What?
I love you.
I love you too, Lisette.
Less than an hour. Hurry, Clerican. Please.
One hour later.
How we doing, Raptor?
Well, the data's still getting decompiled, but... Look, this rat is amazing. Look at this. Her tail is a two-way transceiver. We can actually upload data to Cookie.
I'm assuming that's what Vatek was doing.
Yeah. But look, I put together an interface, right? It's pretty crude, but you can upload messages and images to Cookie's brain. It's like there's a machine learning chip that's integrated with her mammalian instincts. It's incredible, man. I could spend hours, hell, days, going through this. Fascinating.
Dude, we don't have hours, let alone days.
I told you, this will take time.
Lisette is trying to hold an airplane for me, so time isn't something I have a lot of.
Man, you people are always trying to rush real masters at their work. It's not Iron Chef. Alright, I think I got a bit more data decompiled.
Can we view it?
Yeah, I only have the audio translated. Big Mac is still extrapolating the video feed. It's mixed up. It's all coming from her brain all at once.
Well, let's hear what you've got.
Rats. Must be one of the biolabs.
Wait a second. Who is that? I know that voice.
All right, my sweet little server. Get ready to meet your new boyfriend.
I totally know that voice.
Let's first bypass your login prompts. Now, let's...
The accent. It's not French. I can't place it.
Come on.
Oh, the video's starting to come in.
It's so jumpy. Can you clean it up?
Trying.
No. Go back.
We can only see whatever the rat is looking at.
Oh, my God. They actually did it. Locations on the camera.
Images coming.
I can almost see it.
Bring it to her, man.
There!
Victor!
Shit! The alarm!
It's Victor!
Rene, get the elevator!
I knew that voice! He tried to steal Cookie before we did!
Kind sir.
What?
Who the hell is Victor?
Victor is the guy that hired us to break in and steal the wetware chip. He told us we were just testing Vatek's security.
Well, clearly, he wanted you to do what he couldn't manage to pull off himself.
He's also Adele's boyfriend.
Adele?
Lisette's best friend. The one that she... Jesus.
She what?
She's going to meet at the hangar. Oh my God, Victor. Doctor must know she's coming. Lisette is walking into a trap.
See, this is why I don't work with rodents.
But Victor doesn't want Lisette. He wants Cookie. Raptor, unhook her from Big Mac.
You want me to actually touch the rat?
Will you unhook her right now? We don't have time for this. Cookie, Macron.
Dude, we still got hours more to download.
Lisette doesn't have hours. Cookie is the only bargaining chip we have. If Lisette doesn't have her, they'll kill her.
Dude, they're tracking you through the rat, you lame wingnut. They just can't see you while you're in the lair.
So you could reverse engineer Cookie's code to shut off her tracking beacon. I know you could.
Possibly, but much like my personal appeal, it takes time.
Underground. They can't track me underground on the train. I could take the metro. Raptor, remote drive the Eclair to meet me at the corner of Lenine Boulevard near the Bobigny metro stop. And if you don't hear from me in 6 hours, you know what to do.
Yeah. Send all the data we have to TMZ or Vanity Fair or something.
Exactly. You're a brother, Raptor. Seriously, thank you, man. You're the best.
You owe me, Clurkin. You owe me so big. So big!
Oh, is that rat poop? Damn it.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Pardon me.
Hear what you're saying.
Pardon. Excusez-moi. Gentlemen. Coming through. I'm sorry. Excusez-moi. Please, I'm trying to get through. Sorry. Oh, finally topside. Let me try to call Lisette. Come on, Lisette, pick up. Buy me some time. Come on, pick up. Shoot.
As Clurican exited the Paris metro,
damn,
he found himself on the crowded pedestrian plaza of Bobigny Pablo Picasso station.
Where's the damn van?
The sun had not yet risen over the morning rush of commuters that caused throngs of Parisians to swarm the area, leaving him unsure of the location of his rendezvous.
I'm all turned around. The Eclair has got to be nearby. Oh, oh. Oh, whoa, 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 what the hell? A drone? Who the hell is flying a drone at 5 a.m.? When... Wait.
They're tracking you through the rad, you lame wingnut.
Vatek! Oh! Yeah! Another drone. How many do they have? Damn it!
Flying less than 200 feet above Clorican was a fleet of over 40 quad-rotor drones that all tilted forward simultaneously and dive-bombed towards Clorican and Cookie.
God damn it! Hold on, Cookie!
Clorican cinched his backpack tight against his body and sprinted down Rue Carnot.
Whoa! Ah! Damn it. That was close. These things aren't messing around. Where do we go? Where do we go? Ah! Left! Shoot! I gotta get off the streets. Come on, Raptor, where's the damn Eclair? Where are you? Come on!
Oh, God! Clurican, comment ça va?
This is not the time to be practicing your French! I need the Eclair, now!
Are you sitting near Picasso Station?
Change of plans!
You know, I don't really do well with change.
We'll try coping with a fleet of evil drones dive-bombing your face at 100 miles per hour!
You know, this one time, I was eating this crepe right near the Louvre, and this pigeon, like, pooped on my head, so I totally understand.
Raptor!
I think it was a pigeon. At least my mouth wasn't open or anything, you know?
Will you just drive the damn truck to the corner of Gagarin Avenue? Hurry, man!
All right. I'm bringing the Claire to you. Jesus, only stressing me out.
That's it. Come on, where are you? You gotta pick up. You gotta pick up. Come on.
Adele?
10 minutes earlier.
It's Lisette.
Lisette approached the light blue aviation hangar just outside Le Bourget private airport.
Adele? Oh, damn it. Hello?
The hangar was filled with large industrial equipment designed to repair private aircraft.
Adele?
A large mechanics table was situated beside it with heavy tools and spare parts.
Hello?
Lisette passed three rows of bins containing aviation parts before walking under the nose of a Citation X private plane, the only
Adele?
Aircraft in the hangar. Lisette could see the engine was disconnected and sitting on support struts under the wing.
What the hell?
A woman stood at the top of a mobile set of stairs that led to the cabin entrance near the cockpit.
Adele! Lisette! My Lulut! I'm so glad you're okay.
Who said I was okay? What are you doing up there? Is this the plane Clurican and I are flying out on?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you mean, think so, Adele? I know this is a favor, but normally I like my airplanes to have all their engines connected.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will be fine.
Well, how soon will it be ready? The plane can't take off like this.
I know. It'll be ready soon. Very soon.
Airplanes' engines don't snap on like Lego, Adele. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I am.
What happened to your eye?
I think my friend might give us another plane.
Who's your friend, Adele?
Where's Clurican, Lisette?
He's coming. I asked you who your friend is.
Did you bring it, Lisette? Do you have it with you?
Bring what?
The chip you stole from Vatek.
Yeah, Clurican has it. He's right behind me. Adele, what happened to your eye?
It's nothing. I fell down when I tripped in the garden.
Your apartment doesn't have a garden.
Look, I just need to see that rat.
Funny, but we never said anything about a rat. How do you know about Cookie?
I didn't know. Didn't you say once when...
Because I told her about the stupid rat. I told her that if she didn't convince you, if you didn't steal it, that we'd both be dead.
Victor... Please.
Victor emerged from behind Adele holding a 10-inch hunting knife against her throat.
Now, where is the goddamn rat?
I guess this must be your friend.
Just give him what he wants, Lisette.
Adele.
Listen to your sister.
You don't understand, Adele.
Shut up. You don't want to watch me hurt her. Trust me, Lisette. Give me the rat, and you and Adele can walk away.
Take your hands off my friend right now. And I swear, if you ever touch her again...
The chip!
I don't have it!
You're lying! I swear, I'll keep both of you. The rat, Lisette.
If I don't answer, my boyfriend will know something's wrong. He knows where I am, and he will send the police if I don't answer. He'll be suspicious if I don't answer.
Make it quick, and don't be stupid.
Hello?
Lisette!
Lisette!
It's me. Can you hear me? Don't meet Adele. It's a trap. Do you hear me? It was Victor all along. I saw the video. I saw what Cookie saw. Victor is the one who double-crossed us. Ah!
Yes. Yes, Clerican, I can certainly see that now.
Is that your little friend?
He's there now, isn't he? Damn it.
Yes.
Oh, look out, move! Move!
I'd love to see you. Where are you?
Trying to avoid getting kamikaze by diving death drones.
What? I don't know what to say to that.
Just keep stalling. I gotta go. I'm trying to get to the Eclair. Sorry.
Hey,
sorry. Raptor, pick up, damn it.
What up, Deacon?
Raptor, you got a remote drive the Eclair to me. If I don't get off the street, one of these drones is gonna take me out.
Drones?
No time. Just meet me at Rusa T in 60 seconds.
You got it. Firing up the Eclair. I'm 3 blocks away from you. You know, it was a really awesome idea to hook up the Eclair's remote drive to the Xbox. It's like freaking Gran Turismo.
It's not. It's really, really not.
I gotta hand it to you. You're wicked smart, Clerican. I'm telling you, you should totally work for me sometime.
I did work for you, and it ended up being a freaking seahorse genocide.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. Hell's hilarious, right? Oh, okay, I stopped making the turn on Route 30. Oh, I see you on the dash camera. Wow, you're really booking well, dude. That drone just almost clocked you.
What the hell do you think I've been trying to tell you? Just open the side door.
Hey, so, you gonna get the new PS5 or what?
Will you pay attention and slow the damn band down? I'm not Usain Bolt. I can't.
No, then you're like the fastest Asian in Paris right now.
Would you please open the damn door?
Oh, yeah.
You're accelerating.
Whoops. Yeah, that was my bad. I get excited in these situations.
Just a little closer.
Hurricane's legs were on fire as he tried to sprint faster.
Raptor!
His fingers almost reaching the door opening.
Come on!
Clerican leapt into the driver's seat and slammed his hands on the steering wheel as his feet found the pedal before...
Biker! Oh my god, Biker! Biker!
Oh my god, you almost hit that guy!
You're still the one driving! Will you disconnect the remote drive?
Oh yeah. Disconnecting remote drive.
Got it! I'm taking control of the wheel.
Well, listen, good luck, brother. I hope Cookie stays safe.
Cookie is fine. It's Lisette I'm worried about.
Okay. All right, Victor. You're right. I was lying. I have the rat. She's in my bag. Just let Adele go. I know what the rat is. Adele doesn't.
Move!
I'm so sorry, Giselle. It's not your fault. It's his.
The rat, my dear. Show me.
She's in the pack.
Then get it.
No! You let Adele go, and I'll kick the pack to you. Otherwise, I'll sprint out of here faster than you can say beef bourguignon bullshit. And then, you'll have no rat. Think, Victor.
Au revoir, my dear. It's a shame we never saw Dubai. Sit on the chair over there. I don't want you far. The pack, Lisette!
Careful. She bites.
So do I. Okay. Where is it? Where's the goddamn rat? It's not here. Are you playing a game? Do you think this is one of your little orphanage tricks? I'm going to make you pay for what you'll do to me!
I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, you'll be afraid. Oh, I'm going to make you afraid to ever close your eyes again. I'm going to...
A dark shadow moved swiftly behind Victor. Lisette saw a sudden movement, a flash of a cuff.
She's not the one who should be afraid, mon ami.
And suddenly, Victor's chest thrust upwards as the blade from Monsieur Murdoch's hand eviscerated his stomach, leaving thick blood to pool beside his wingtip shoes.
Another cheap thief tried to steal the dragon's gold.
Stay away from me, you freak!
Well, aren't you in the catbird seat?
Stay away! I don't have the rat.
But I just heard you say you did.
I was lying.
Oh, you should see what I do to liars.
I'm not joking. I will cut you.
Don't be a fool.
Lisette carefully moved backwards,
keeping
her eyes locked on Murdoch.
You know you can't escape. We'll find you wherever the rat is.
We know what it can do. We know what the rat has seen.
You know nothing.
Murdoch slammed Lisette to the ground as he ripped off her backpack.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is the chief? What did you do, is it? Lose that rat, and you will lose your life, you insipid little...
Lisette!
What?
Clerical!
The Eclair exploded into the airplane hangar, smashing into a massive petroleum drum, spilling oil all over the floor. The van skidded to a stop when it collided with several storage crates, scattering wood debris across the hangar. The distraction allowed Lisette to wind her leg back and drive it hard into Murdoch's groin.
Clerican!
Lisette! Lisette, get in! It's all a trap!
I know! Get us out of here!
Ah, shoot! I see you didn't get a chance to disarm our metal-handed friend.
No, sorry. I was busy trying to get oxygen in my lungs.
Damn! I think you got one of the tires.
Please tell me you added ballistic armor to the Eclair.
I got us a laser-guided grappling hook, a remote drive interface, and a mobile workstation. I thought that was pretty cool for a 10-year-old van that still had a CD player. But no, I didn't have time to install armor.
Ah, bummer.
But now that you bring it up, I wish I did.
Did you finish the download?
Enough to shut down Vatek and put him in jail for the next 1,000 years.
Where's Cookie?
In the back.
Quick, turn the van around. We need to get Adele.
Looks like Metal Hand already did.
What?
Let me go!
Look!
Lisette looked out the front windshield of the Eclair to see Monsieur Murdoch gripping Adele's neck from behind while holding his hand blade to her throat.
I think I might have something you want.
Oh, putain, merde.
Lisette, we need to get out of here.
No. I'm not leaving Adele.
She burned us, and it's her fault that we're in this mess. You can't give him Cookie.
It wasn't her fault. She was being manipulated by Victor.
She's a lovely piece of fruit. It would be a shame if she spoiled.
Clerican, do you still have that Russian gun?
I do, but do you remember the last time I tried to use it?
Well, I hope your aim has improved, because you might have to cover me. I'm going out there.
No! No, you can't!
Move. Adele's life is worth more than a rat. Sorry, Cookie.
She's not just a rat. Think of what will happen if you give him Cookie.
I don't care. I'm going.
Lisette, no!
But it was too late. Lisette grabbed Clerican's backpack and exited the van to walk towards Murdoch.
Forgot something, ma chérie.
Ça va aller, Adele.
Lisette!
Are you all right?
She has about 10 more seconds of being all right if you don't give me that rat right now.
Lisette!
Let her go.
You're not giving orders.
What's happening?
Okay, you win. I'll give you Cookie. But let my friend go. She didn't do anything.
Give me that rat first, or I'll cut through her bones.
All right. Just let her go.
Lisette's hand was unsteady and felt like the heaviest part of her body.
She désolée.
She placed Cookie, who was squirming anxiously, into Murdoch's only hand made of flesh and blood.
Here.
Merci, mademoiselle.
Now let Adele go. And don't even think of double-crossing us, because we already cracked the hard drive in Cookie's brain.
Well.
And if you hurt any of us, that data goes to every newspaper and law enforcement in the free world.
That changes the terms of our exchange. We wouldn't want that information to be widely known. And I think you know how I feel about loose ends. Just ask your friend Victor.
With one swing of his metal hand, Murdoch struck Adele's head, extinguishing her consciousness.
Adele!
Don't worry, my darling. You'll be joining her in darkness shortly.
Murdoch lunged at Lisette, grabbing her arm and twisting her around. He brought his blade an inch from her face.
Lisette!
Hurricane leapt out of the Eclair, holding the Russian UDAF pistol whose barrel was now steaming. Blood poured out of Murdoch's right shoulder as he loosened his grip on Lisette.
Oh my god, I hit him! I shot someone! I actually hit him! I dropped it!
The blowback from the powerful Russian gun caused the pistol to fly out of Clorican's hands as he ran towards Lisette.
Lisette, quick, grab Cookie! Now! We gotta get the hell out of here!
No one is going anywhere!
Murdoch painfully regained his footing and looked behind his shoulder. And seeing Clorican, retracted his hand blade and raised his metal fist, unleashing a river of fire towards Clorican.
God! Holy crap! Oh my god!
The oil that had leaked over the hangar floor had now ignited, creating a wall of flame separating Clorican from Lisette.
Ah, the oil! This place is gonna blow! Lisette!
Murdoch turned to Lisette, who was still reeling on the ground.
You know, you've really been a pain in my ass! And I'll make sure I take care of both your friends when I'm done slicing you up!
Screw you!
No, maybe. I would have let you leave if you had just given me the chip back on the Seine. But rat or no rat, now it just feels personal.
Vatek will fall.
Lisette!
Two lost lambs.
Lisette!
Such trouble they see. Watching each other die, their last sights shall be
have been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Lopotka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Jani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Lopotka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Mazabi, Todd Habercorn as Chloroquin, Caroline Guivarche as Dr. Taryn Venezuel, Gary Armagnac as Monsieur Merodac, Monia Ayashi as Adele Lesange, Christian Roman as Victor, June Yoon as Raptor, Terence Smith as Enzo, Luc de Villard as Axel, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by Laura Post, David Duclos, Bruno Stéphane, Valeria Zunzun, and Audrey Fiorini. For a full cast list, go to rapscallionagency.com. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions. And thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency.
Leviathan Audio Production.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.